We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Tim Blake Nelson. He's going to talk about Asleep in My Palm. How are you, Tim? And thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here with you. And I'm well. I'm very well this morning.
All right. You got to be well. And anytime you're going to talk about a project that involves your son, that's got to feel good. You got to be a proud father, aren't you?
I am. I've been watching Henry, my son, develop his voice for he's 25 now, and it's not an exaggeration to say that he's been trying to figure this out probably for 15 years. He used to go with me to every movie set he could, and effectively would live in my room and go to set with me every day for 12 hours a day from when he was about 7 years old. Because he just loves movies and loved learning how films were made. And when he was about 12, he said, I really want to do this, Dad, and I want to do it together. And I believed him, because even then he was writing every day and starting to make little short films. So he's always been an obsessive, and that's kind of what it takes to direct a movie.
No, it definitely does. But I mean, just imagine the experience he had. He could write a book himself on your life, of all these sets you've been on and how many amazing projects and amazing people you've worked with. It's got to give him an edge over other directors and producers because of what he has experienced in life being with you.
Yeah, I think that's true. And he's been very lucky, but he's also... yes, the answer to your question is yes, so long as you know, I always want to be able to put in that he's done the work himself as well. He's watched hundreds of movies, he's made shorts, he's always writing. And so, yes, he was afforded that advantage, but he really seized it and has not had anything given to him. I did not finance this movie. We went out and raised the money together from other sources, he earned what this movie is. And if people go see it, it's called Asleep in My Palm. His voice is unmistakable, and any inference that somehow this is a nepo experience.
I wouldn't.
And you can see that.
I could see it from the film, Tim, that it's different. He has a different style to him. He has his own persona and how he sees and directs and produces something and looks at it on film. I mean, I could just tell his style is something completely different than seeing other things. And the story is something very groundbreaking that has not been covered with your character and the character that plays your daughter. So kind of go into a little bit of the premise of this movie. But like I said, this is really something that needs to be explored, that you see this is the kind of filmmaker your son is.
Yeah, it's set in the recession-afflicted Rust Belt in northeastern Ohio. And it tells the story of an indigent father and daughter living off the grid, and how they exist parasitically off of an elite liberal arts college in that area, which is clearly Oberlin College, which is where we shot the film and where my son went to music conservatory. And it tells their story as the father deals with some demons from his past and his daughter comes of age, and the outcome is fairly combustible. But it examines a social divide in our country between the haves and have-nots in a very interesting way.
And it's becoming more and more apparent in this economy right now, Tim, that, you know, with inflation, that people can't even afford certain amount of food to feed their families right now. We're really in
that's it. Exactly right.
And it proves it. Then how many more homeless people do we have now than we did 4 years ago or 5 years ago, and more the rich are getting richer, and the only way I guess to be able to do it is give opportunity. And it's sad to see some people that have had some opportunity just didn't have everything go their way, as it sounds like in your character.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And what's interesting about my character, as written by my son, is how educated he is. And so it diverges from the trope of the crass, uneducated. This is a very sensitive, interesting guy with some pretty extraordinary, almost anarchic ideas. The movie delves into a world that's almost Dickensian with some of the characters that the father and daughter confront along the way.
And how did you feel how your son directed it? Meaning, because you've been in so many different films, and how leading it, the cast, and putting this together and making it look really well done.
Well, that was pretty easy for us and for me, and I think for him as well, because we have a shared vocabulary. He's been on movie sets with me for decades, and that's absolutely, probably more than two decades he's been on movie sets. He's been coming to sets, I think, on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou set, he was 6 months old, and he's been coming regularly to sets ever since. Eventually, he would just stay in the hotel room with me and go to set for 12 hours a day and just be there always. And we've watched hundreds of movies together and talked about them. And I've always read everything he's written. And I taught him how to take pictures with, a film camera. And now he understands digital photography better than I do, and explains stuff to me. And so it's very easy for us to communicate with one another.
No, I think most definitely. And I think that the thing that you have to think about is how lucky you are to collaborate with your son. Amazing this experience for you is. And do you see more collaborations to come between you two?
We've already got our next one planned. It's a script we wrote together, and we're busy raising money for that right now.
Hey, man, let me know if you need me to be involved in any way. Just reach out to me. I'm doing the whole fundraising thing myself. I'm in the process of working on a film with the Road Warriors that was written. And also I'm doing a documentary on my comeback into professional wrestling. So a lot of big things coming my way as well, Tim. I appreciate it. Best place people can connect with you on social and stuff. They can check out the film right now. Where?
It's about to come out on VOD. It's in select theaters in New York, LA. I'm not sure where else, but also it'll be streaming in a few weeks as well. And then social media, my son has Instagram is Probable Voltages. Probable Voltages. And I guess my website is, if you just look up Red Barn Films, there's a website there. But I'm not really on social media because I'm an old codger.
Well, I understand, but I'm always on it because I have my own agency. But I'm going to reach out to you. I definitely want to help you in any other films you have, to have you on the show, and maybe even a longer one with television as well. So thanks for stopping by, Tim, and it's great to talk to you.
You bet. It was my pleasure.
All right, thank you. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.